at the World Bank, where he makes $115,000 a year salary, doling out money to indigent and properly obsequious nations. McNamara is not one to do things by halves, and like his last job, he sees this one as a boon to civilization. In a recent speech, he called for an end to grinding poverty and described development as not merely an economic goal, but a social one as well. Sounds good, but one of the countries McNamara's bank recently aided last week is Chile, to the tune of $60 million U.S. dollars. When Representative Henry S. Ruse, R-E-U-S-S, Democrat, Wisconsin, we should write him, and others objected, McNamara explained that the bank makes loans on economic grounds alone. He proved himself a liar when he said it would be based on social considerations, freedom, human rights. So much for social goals of McNamara and U.S. imperialism through the World Bank. Chile qualified for its loans by pursuing the deflationary policies insisted upon by the bank, which is doubling and tripling food prices, cutting back jobs with devastating consequences for the poor. That's why Guyana is only receiving minimal aid from the World Bank, because they refuse to do these deflationary policies that would throw thousands out of work and devalue their dollar. They've rejected IMF, International Monetary Fund, monies up till now also, as you know. Today, the Minister of Justice is very friendly to our delegation. He is comparable to the Attorney General of the United States. He asked us to come out and support the Guyana Council of Churches for the referendum. He was glad to have our support, welcomed it. Further assurances were given that no extradition will ever be considered by Guyana. They're even becoming very fierce in that regard. They will extradite no one because they consider white nations to victimize their people, including us. Meanwhile, the World Bank has been under attack for spending $2 million on first-class Concorde seats for its jet-setting executives, while more frugal U.S. government agencies now have been forced by public disclosures to send their government officials tourist class. What's happened to Nguyen Van Thieu? N-G-U-Y-E-N, capital V-A-N, capital T-H-I-E-U, president of South Vietnam for the final 8 years of its existence, or we should say dictator. But this is capitalist news, and I forgot to put the proper word. He now lives in Wimbledon, W-I-M-B-L-E-D-O-N, a London suburb, London, England, in a 17-room, mock two-door, M-O-C-K, dash, capital T-U-D-O-R, house, which reportedly cost in the neighborhood of over $250,000 U.S. dollars. He has at least three cars, including a mustard brown Jaguar. Two, reportedly shuns reporters and friends, preferring to live in seclusion, trusting no one, and share his quiet life with his bodyguards, presumably in some sort of sexual relationship with some. He has no job, but is apparently quite comfortable, though living in constant fear that the Vietnamese people will find a way to assassinate him. The People's Republic of Vietnam says that Thieu fled the country with 3 tons of gold after Swiss Air, plane of Switzerland, the world banking empire, refused his request to carry 16 tons of gold out of Saigon. Thieu has apparently become so shy that when he does dabble in business, he has to use an alias out of fear of disrepute, as is a growing socialist consciousness in England, in spite of its racist overtones and nationalistic pattern. Nguyen Cao Ky, N-G-U-Y-E-N, capital C-A-O, capital K-Y. What has happened to him? The dashing Nguyen Cao Ky, another war surplus leader of fascist South Vietnam, was the Errol Flynn, Hollywood type of the conflict. He sported a white silk scarf, aviator shades, and once told amazed journalists that he admired Adolf Hitler more than any man on earth. Now he lives in tight security in a $105,000 home in Huntington Beach, California, protected by the U.S. government, and owns a silver Cadillac. Again, his family has to be guarded around the clock. He still feels that it is his destiny to return to Vietnam, but has decided to go into the liquor business and prostitution businesses on the side, reportedly by the Capitalist Press. Robert Comer. Who is Robert Comer? Capital K-O-M-E-R. Robert Blowtorch Comer, chief of the American Pacification Program in South Vietnam, is now alive and well in Jimmy Carter's own administration in the Pentagon as top advisor to Defense Secretary Harold Brown, who today called on building up arms to the teeth to be able to stop the dread Soviet menace. We have definitely entered into a new Cold War era. Pacification was the name of murder given to the manifold and intensive methods used to terrorize Vietnamese peasants into submission, bombing out whole villages, killing everyone in them. Those who wouldn't play were ejected from the game. That shows where Carter's true sympathies are, that Robert Blowtorch Comer, as he was jokingly called by the military, is now chief advisor, top advisor to Defense Secretary Harold Brown. That shows you which way USA fascism is going. William Colby, head of the CIA, who bragged that Idi Amin was planned to be murdered by the CIA of Uganda and will be sometime and should be. It was William Colby who decided who could play and who couldn't in that game with Robert Comer that I was just talking about. Those who were disqualified were subject to Colby's Phoenix program, spelled like Phoenix, Arizona, P-H-O-E-N-I-X, which made sure that thousands of Vietnamese never lived to see Key and Two Incorporated. They didn't want them to see them scurry abroad and aboard American planes with their tons of gold that have been smuggled in to the USA and to foreign bank accounts. No law applies to the rich renegades. However, the English government is now investigating, due to popular demands, the president of South Vietnam, so war criminals do get theirs finally. Money offers them no security. Even in USA, those that are living so well have no means whatsoever of protecting themselves because they're surrounded. After killing Vietnamese for the CIA, Colby had the misfortune to be promoted to CIA chief just in time for the Senate investigations into the CIA murderous dirty tricks. He was dismissed by force of pressure by President Ford for letting senators play with the agency's shellfish poison. He now writes books for a living. That is the reasonable summation of the news. Oh, there's one other interesting character, Nguyen Ngoc Long. You may remember him, N-G-U-Y-E-N, capital N-G-O-C, capital L-O-A-N. He's the man before television cameras that shot, put a pistol up. The world captured the picture for time immemorial of him putting an instant death sentence on a young Vietnamese boy and blowing his brains out before the television camera. Where is this great hero Nguyen Ngoc Lone. He was immortalized when a quick-witted combat photographer caught him in the act of putting a bullet through the head of a prisoner. At that time, he was chief of South Vietnam's National Police. But after the war, he found that the rewards of notoriety are short-lived. He now runs a pizza parlor in Burke, Virginia, where the residents have little to do with him because of race prejudice against him. And in fact, the Attorney General of the state of Virginia has cooked up some kind of investigation against him, which is, according to U.S. News and World Report, likely based on racism rather than his loyal support of U.S. monopoly capitalism. So no matter how well he served fascist U.S. imperialist interests abroad, he's having trouble now. Capitalists do not take care of their own. Contradictions prevail through capitalism, and certainly those of people who are Asian, Indian, and black can never get along with the capitalist system. The testing, or the socialist classes' evaluations, will be done tonight under the pavilion. So be sure you're listening to the news very closely. Review all the concepts that we warned you about. Class struggle, the bourgeoisie, petty bourgeois, and other elements of the news. CIA book written by Stockwell. You need to know these things. This is one of the most revealing books and exposés of how our tax dollars should shame us all that have been used for murder and are being used for murder right now as Rhodesian planes are bombing children in Mozambique. The news just now said an estimated 500 villagers, 200 children, were killed in one area alone by U.S. planes piloted by U.S. fighters coming from the fascist regime of Ian Smith. Much love.